This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
Let's talk to someone that is around professional athletes quite a bit as a scout in the NBA. He's a former Missouri Tigers guard, Jared Sutton, kind enough to call in and talk a little college basketball. But now I almost want your opinion, just being around athletes on arrogance and cockiness. And is that something as a scout? Like, do you like that a little bit?
I think it depends. I think there's moments when, you know, it's good to have a little swagger. And yeah, I mean, it never hurts to have confidence. Sometimes irrational confidence can be poked around in terms of, you know, does a player have self-awareness? I think that's kind of what it probably comes back to. But I think it's just a dependent on, you know, does that rub off the wrong way internally within your locker room or with your coaches? You know, that to me is a deeper conversation to have. But end of the day, certain guys, especially when you're a star player, everybody's mentality is different, and that attitude has to be kind of studied as you kind of look at players especially players you're going to bring into your locker room.
Jared, we know that where are you headed? Which region are you going to go watch some basketball at?
So it's interesting. I mean, I've been at WCC and ACC tournaments last week. Typically how we do it when the NCAA tournament starts up, we've seen all these players. We've been out on the road all year. So we do kind of a postseason organizational meeting with our front office. So we're actually going to be meeting as a group. And kind of like everybody, we're just going to sit and watch a lot of games together. We're going to meet in the morning and have meetings in the morning, and then we'll watch games in the afternoon and into the evening. So it's long days, but we're actually all together as a group. That's kind of how we've done it the last few years. And I actually kind of enjoy it that way. Instead of fighting around trying to get to certain games and regions, we're going to be like everybody and just watching games together. So I'm looking forward to that.
Since you were just at the ACC tournament, do you believe that North Carolina should have been in the tournament? Was the ACC any good?
No, I don't. I don't think North Carolina deserved to be in at all. I feel bad for West Virginia, and then their coach leaves, you know, a couple days later. So that's a tough break. But look, I know they're talented, and we saw that last night. I wasn't really all that surprised to see. They have been playing better. But in terms of how we evaluate teams getting into the NCAA tournament and resumes and net and all these different ratings and factors of the data that go into making a selection, especially the athletic director being on the committee, I mean, that's not a good look.
No.
But they got in, and this is a part of it. It's a business. The NCAA looks at this as sometimes brand recognition, and it also comes back to talent and players, and those things do make a factor. These, you know, these people on the committee are human, and it is what it is. But boy, did they look like they were motivated, and they definitely been hearing the noise, and they showed it last night.
We're talking to Jared Sutton, former Missouri Tigers guard, current scout for the New Orleans Pelicans. All right, how you feel about your Missouri Tigers? Sixth seed, they're going to play tomorrow night in Wichita against Drake. The Tigers, 6.5-point favorites. I don't have to tell you the story about Drake this year, and seems to be everybody's favorite team right now as well, heading to the tournament. Just what do you make of the draw and how the Tigers are playing currently?
Well, I'm glad Mizzou got the sixth seed. I did not want to see them on the seven line. And I think the Mississippi State win in Nashville, the SEC tournament, pretty much solidified that. Once I saw Ole Miss on the sixth line, I figured Mizzou was going to get the six as well, especially with the weight the SEC was carrying as a league from how the, you know, the selections were being made in those first few regions. The SEC was getting a lot of respect, which we thought would happen, and they get every team in, which was just fascinating to see the year the SEC has had. In terms of where Mizzou sits, and then, you know, in terms of the matchup against Drake, and Mizzou's had a great year. And, you know, I think towards the end of the season, the three-game losing streak was tough, especially the Vanderbilt game that I think kind of shook Mizzou, and then they came out flat the very next game against Oklahoma. And I've never really seen Mizzou play flat really all year. They had games where maybe they struggled, like the Texas game, but never seen them come out and play as flat as they played against Oklahoma. And obviously a lot's been made of the defense, I would say, over the last month. I think they're a better defense than they've showed really the last month. I thought they were better, especially in the Mississippi State game, which I thought was just a gritty win with Mark Mitchell going down, Josh Gray going out. That was a tough win they needed to get. They needed to find a win, especially after a tough loss at home to Kentucky, who's playing better. And then knowing they were going to face Florida. And I thought they battled against Florida. And it was just good to see Tamar Bates play aggressively. I think that was a big factor I wanted to see in the SEC tournament was Tamar's so important for this team. And I thought he really showed well in both games. And they need that aggressiveness every game from here on out. I thought it was important that they sat Mark Mitchell. I think he could have played in the Florida game. I think he could have came back in the Mississippi State game, but it was more precautionary. So I think Mizzou getting to full strength was really important going into the tournament. Now they face a Drake team that I saw play a lot at the beginning of the year. I saw them in Charleston at the Charleston Classic, a tournament they won. They had their probably best win against Vanderbilt, another SEC team, and looked great in doing so. Really just mantled every team. Ben McCollum is a big-time head coach. Those that follow the college game and follow basketball know how good he was at Northwest Missouri State. And the guys that he brought with him, the four guys that he brought to from Northwest to Drake, and just how they played all year, 30-win team, they're just a fun watch. And they're really a disciplined, fundamentally sound team. They execute at such a high level. They do not make mistakes. Obviously, they beat Kansas State here in Kansas City. What a moment that was for Bennett Sturts, a local kid who's a K-State fan. I really have so much respect for that team, but I do think in terms of the matchup, I think the matchup actually bodes well for Missouri in terms of their depth, their athleticism, their length, and just the battles that they've gone through within the SEC these last 2 months. Now, they have been a little bit up and down, and I do think it's what team are we going to see in this game pertaining to Missouri, because I know what we're going to get with Drake. They are a team that has been pretty consistent all year long. Mizzou this last, you know, 3 weeks or so, been a little bit up and down. So I do think it's, you know, a game of pace, a game of runs. What team's going to show up for Missouri? And then obviously, how are they going to handle, guarding a point guard in Bennett Sturts that has just been terrific all season?
What do you make of the Kansas matchup, Jarrett? Obviously, they draw Cal, so you get two. That's the coaches bracket we've decided between Patino and Cal and Self and everything else in between. I've never been particularly impressed with Arkansas this year. Not that Kansas has done it. Is it as simple as if Hunter Dickinson plays well, they beat Arkansas, and if he doesn't, they lose?
I think Hunter Dickinson has to play well, but I think Zeke Mayo has to be just as good too. I think the shot making really takes some pressure off of the offense. They need 3-point shooting in this tournament, and Zeke's got to be good. If they can get Rylan Griffin to make shots, great. If A.J. Soar plays well, great. He had some good moments in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament. I think the more guys you can have step up to the moment, the better the better off you are. It's always a conversation of, you know, defense travels, and, you know, that's great when you have a great defense. That does bode well in March, but you also have to have an offense. You also have to be able to score the ball, And it can't just be one guy, too. I think that's something that history of the tournament shows, that you need multiple pieces, and you need some depth as well to win in March. So that, to me, is the biggest question mark with Kansas. Can they get some production from that bench? Can Hunter play consistently? And then I think the biggest thing with Kansas is guarding the ball and getting back to being a good defense, primarily with Bill Self teams. They guard, and they guard at a high level, especially in March. And they just really haven't been doing that of late. And I think the high ball screen is going to be something to watch for with Boogie Flan coming back. I don't know what Boogie Flan will look like. He's been out since early January. Mm-hmm. So, you know, will there be some rust there? That's going to be something to watch for. I don't think Adu Tierra will play in this game. But Zvonimir Visic, DJ Wagner, Carter Knox, Trevon Brazil, they've been up and down. I agree with Cody. Like, Arkansas has been really inconsistent. But the games that they have played well, especially late in the year when they really had to win games to get in the tournament, they look good in doing so, and they did it without two of their best players. So, you know, give Cal some credit of getting this team into the tournament, because there was a time there where I thought Arkansas was flirting with, like, South Carolina levels of being one of the worst teams in the SEC, and they figured it out, and they did so without two of their best players. So it's a toss-up game. I think it's a game Kansas has, you know, every ability to win the game, but it's going to come back to, you know, can they play consistent ball, and can they play both ends of the floor in this game against Arkansas?
We're talking to Jared Sutton, former Missouri Tigers guard, current scout for the New Orleans Pelicans. When you have watched some of these top teams maybe throughout the season, give me the first three seed lines, I guess. Who's the most vulnerable, do you believe, even if it's one of the number one seeds?
Yeah, lots made of Auburn. Only they played to this point over the last, I would say, 2 weeks. They have not played the dominant level of Auburn basketball we've seen for much of the year. I think St. John's as a two seed is kind of interesting because they defend so well. They got one of the best defenses in the country. But I do worry a little bit about them offensively just with the three-point shooting. They're not a great three-point shooting team, so it's something to watch for. You know, should Kansas, you know, move on and beat Arkansas, that matchup with St. John's would be really interesting in terms of matchup, especially with two coaches in Patino and Self. I think other seeds, the same thing could be said for Houston a little bit as a one seed. Out of the ones, I think Houston could be a little vulnerable in terms of the offense because they're so predicated on offensive rebounding. We know how tough they are. We know how good they are defensively. I think Milo Suzan catching fire and playing so well, that is giving me a little bit more hope with Houston because it can't just be LJ Cryer making shots. They need somebody else. So Milos, that's something that Houston has really wanted to find, is Uzan's confidence in playing better, and he's done that. So I think that's a positive for Houston. But Alabama defensively, you know, that's always something to talk about because Alabama's had some issues in terms of they can score the ball at a high level, but can they stop anybody? That would be a question mark. I like Texas Tech as a three. I was a little bit surprised to see Kentucky as a three. They have battled injuries, and they have played well of late in the SEC. They do have quality wins. I think resume-wise, I knew they would be probably a top four, top five. I was a little bit interested in where they would fall, and to have them be a three was a little bit of a surprise for me. I think Wisconsin is totally predicated on John Tajay. So if you know, Wisconsin goes where he goes, and we saw that in the Big Ten tournament when he ran out of gas, and they did battle Michigan, but that Michigan game, he had no legs. And it's a little bit different in the NCAA tournament because you can win a game, have a day off, and then you play in the round of 32, and then you have the rest of the week to get ready for the next weekend. But Tajay is the guy for Wisconsin, and if he has a 2-for-15 game, they're probably going home. So those are kind of how I view those 1-2s and 3s.
Jared Sutton, really appreciate the time, man. Safe travels. Sounds like you'll just be watching it with everybody there on the staff, but we appreciate the insight. Enjoy the tournament.
Thanks for having me, as always.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.